Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come before you on this evening once again to give God first praise, honor, and glory for who he is, acknowledging him for being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, as well as those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and even into our archives. God bless you. You. Praise God. I also want to take just a moment of silence, if you will, for the gentleman who has lost his life, known as DMX. He has met his demise after being in a coma and suffering from cardiac arrest. We just want to take a moment of silence for him, please. Amen. We want to thank God truly in the name of Jesus for allowing us to come before you on today with the continuation of the reading of the Word of God coming out of the book of Deuteronomy. Praise God. We're at Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, we come once again to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your compassion upon us in the midst of our wrong. We thank you for being there to make it right. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the gentleman known as DMX has met his demise, we pray for his family, dear God, in the name of Jesus. The moment of bereavement, we come forth to once again give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We're coming forth on this evening. This is the ninth day of the month of March 2021. We're reading out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. Amen. Let us read. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in to possess the land which the Lord God, our fathers, giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish from it, for ye may keep the commandment of the Lord God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Belpia. All the men that followed Belpia, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God, and alive every one of you this day, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, and ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? What hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things, that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Or take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou standest before the Lord thy God in Herod, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make thee hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach thy children. And he came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of the heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words that saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you and Herod out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a gray image, and similitude of any figure and likeness of male or female, and likeness of any beast, as in one on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, and likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And least thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you, brought you unto him, a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. For furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sake, and swore that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto the good land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess the good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he had made with you, and make you a graven image of the or likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a great image or a likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of your Lord thy God, to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days unto it, but shall utterly be destroyed. The Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, whether the Lord shall leave you, and thou ye shall serve gods, and work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if thou, since thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thine heart and with all thine soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in a lot of days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thine father, which he swore unto them. For ask now the days that are past, which were before thee, with thee, the days that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did every people hear the voice of God speak out of the midst of the fire? art thou hast heard and live? Or has God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation? By temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt, before your eyes, unto thee it was shown, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he beloved thy father, therefore he caused their seed after them, to brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in and give thee their land for all inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God, in heaven above, and above all the earth beneath. Thou is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Then Moses served three cities on his side, Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slaver might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing onto one of these cities, he might live, namely Bezer, in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead, of the Gileadites, in the Gilan, in Bashan, of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. On this side Jordan, in the valley, were against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt, and by possessed this land in the land of Og, king of Bashan. Two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side Jordan toward the sun rising, from Ar, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain under the spring of Pisgah. Chapter 5. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes of judgments which I speak in your heart this day, that ye may learn them and keep all and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Herod. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you. At that time, I showed you the word of the Lord, for ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went up, not up, into the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt for the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before thee. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that which is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I am thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name, the Lord thy God, in vain, for the Lord would not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath and sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, or thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate, that they, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through the mighty hand of thy stretched to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord God hath commanded thee, that thou days may be prolonged, that it may be dwell well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thou. Shall not kill. Neither shall thou commit adultery. Neither shall thou steal. Neither shall thy bear false witness against thy neighbor. End these words. Neither shall thy deserve thy neighbor's wife, neither shall thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. These words the Lord spake unto all the assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and in a thick darkness, with the great voice, he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto him, unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, and ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and ye said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with the man, and he liveth. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, then we shall die. For who is this of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living God speak out of the midst of the fire as we have and live? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all, that the Lord God shall speak unto thee, and we shall hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words. When ye speak unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of his people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that they were such a heart in them, and they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that I might dwell with them and with their children forever. Go, say to them, get ye into your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments, which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left hand. Ye shall walk all the days which his Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might be there, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that ye might fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may dwell well with you, with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in a land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thine heart, with all thine soul, and with all thy might. All these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou also teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou layest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them all for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. For thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore to thee, fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and give thee great and godly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells deep, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten, and before, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, for the house of bondage, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after the gods of thy people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God, as ye tempt him in Manasseh. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that I may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go and possess the good land which the Lord swore unto thy father, to cast out all thy enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy sons ask thee of thine time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say unto thy son, we are perils bonden in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all the house of before I. And he brought us out from tents that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he commanded us. Chapter 7. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land with thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, ye seven nations greater and mightier than thou. When the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shall thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his sons, or his son's daughter shall thou take unto thy son. For thou shalt turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So well, the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus ye shall deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had shown and sworn to your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out of the mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage? For the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is a God. He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandment and statutes and judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, and the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto thy fathers, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the increase of thy kin and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he swore unto the fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare upon them, upon thee. If thou shalt say in your heart, these nations are more than I, how can I possess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, and get temptations which thine eyes saw, and the sign and the wonders. And stretch out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send astonishment among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou shalt not be afraid at them, for the Lord thy God is among thee, a mighty God, terrible. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings unto thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until they have destroyed them, the great images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor pick it up to thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination unto thine house, lest thou be cursed among them things like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We just concluded the reading of chapter 7 in the book of Deuteronomy. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. This is Friday, so we won't be back until Monday for the reading of the Word of God. But feel free to join us on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time as we come with the Word. God bless each and every one of you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. I see we have a caller. Uh-oh. Caller? Okay, well. We had a caller. Well, we thank you once again for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you. So do I.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there.